You can change your Outlook online settings by going into Options and then clicking Settings. There are then three sets of configuration options that you can access. In Mail, you can add a signature to your outgoing messages. You have a full range of formatting options available, such as colours, lines, and bolding to make a professional image. Alternatively, you can paste in a standard company format, add your details, and save the signature block. Under Calendar, you can select which days are part of your work week, set up working hours, and configure which day marks the first week of the year. You can also set up the default time for reminders and select to play a sound when you see a reminder. Finally, you can automatically process meeting requests and forwarded messages. On the regional settings, you have options to select the language you use for writing messages, along with date and time formats. You can also change your time zone, although you should remember that changing time zones also changes the time at when items appear in your calendar. So, if you have a regular 8 a.m. call in the UK and you fly to the west coast of the USA, you will find that your meeting is at much less convenient midnight. Office 365 enables you to add your mobile device and to manage that device from the Office 365 console. To add a device, all you need to do is set up your phone or tablet to receive email. When you configure your email account, the device then appears as a managed device in Office 365. You have the option to view the device configuration, delete the device from management, log activity, or, if the device is stolen, wipe it remotely. You should note that if you add your own phone and your company has set up a security policy in Office 365, such as requiring a personal information number, PIN, then that policy will apply to your personal device. Office 365 includes powerful facilities for intercepting and removing junk and spam messages before those messages reach your inbox. You also have additional configurable options to allow or block domains that you can control individually. The default setting is that Office 365 automatically moves any mail that is classified as junk to your junk email folder. You can then check that folder and mark anything placed in there incorrectly as not junk. You can use the Save Senders and Recipients feature to mark mail from specific emails or from entire domains as safe. There is also an option to specify that email from any of your contacts is always marked as safe. The Block Senders feature enables you to add users or domains that you don't want to hear from. Messages from these domains will then be blocked. The final option is that you can set up Outlook Online so that you can only receive messages from people who are either in your Save Senders and Recipients list or who are internal to your organisation. Using this option may lead you to not receiving messages from people outside your company who are trying to contact you, so it probably isn't a good idea if you're in sales. In this second module, you looked at how you can use Outlook Online to manage emails and organise your calendars. You also reviewed how to manage contacts and tasks and configure options in Outlook Online. And finally, the following resources give more information on the content in this module. Note that the links to Outlook Web Access have not yet been updated to Outlook Online.